It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hey there, welcome to a Monday. Border Crossings is back with you here on The Voice of America, which means we're back to business, back to music. We've got a band in our studios. We're going to be talking about a brand new album called Transmissions. We welcome Starset. They're here with us today. We'll find out what they're all about and how they come to all their music. It's going to be an interesting story and some great music ahead for the next half hour. So stick around. This is Border Crossings on The Voice of America. Crossing Star Set, and you're listening to a song which is the new single off of the new album Transmissions, and we welcome Star Set to our studios here in Washington, D.C. Some guys are not strangers to the D.C. area. I'm discovering they've lived here before, but we'd like to welcome the band. First of all, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. And if you wouldn't mind, guys, introducing your names so that everybody knows who they're listening to here. There's a whole group, there's five of them.
I'm Ron.
I'm Adam.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Brock.
I'm Mariko.
Well, we welcome you to D.C., and so this band had a different name before, and you know, I was reading your bio of information. You were called something different, Starset Society, and now you're just focused on Starset. Now, what's the story behind the group? Because I read somebody's an engineering major, mm-hmm. you're into extraterrestrial alien life form, and that has influenced your music?
This is Dustin here. I'm the singer, and I write the songs, and I actually was working towards a PhD in engineering when I got a record deal and doing research for the Air Force, actually. And the Starset Society is more of a group that we sort of belong to. And it's not extraterrestrial. We're sort of pushing an overarching narrative, one that looks towards the future and what that looks like at the hands of technology, and as we approach sort of singularities in mechanization and energy, as, you know, as energy becomes more and more abundant, what does that look like as technology enables us to produce things with less and less manpower, but we have a greater ability to produce more? What does that look like? And it's all wrapped up into a narrative asking, you know, what if that's potentially manipulated?
Mm-hmm. And what is Planet Kepler 186?
You know, that has nothing to do with us.
That has nothing to do with you.
Nope. But
I thought you guys discovered your own planet.
There is a planet involved in this near Bernard's star in the narrative. So,
and how does that factor into your songwriting or your music choices?
Everything regarding the message and the movement factored into the songwriting. There's a person, Thomas Bell, whose life was incorporated into it, and also, again, the themes of technology and the future and space and astrology all factored into it, but it's all wrapped into songs that I think people can relate to. They're about overcoming.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, we welcome you to D.C., and the first song we heard, that's your first single off the album? That's
second single.
Second single?
First single we're going to play in a second. It's My Demons. The second single just went to radio a couple weeks ago, and it's already at number 30 on the chart.
Wow,
My Demons
great.
Made it up to number 3, and it won't go away. It's crazy.
Well, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's a great start.
Loving it, yeah.
So, and you told me off-air that the first song was kind of heavy. What does that mean when a lead singer in a band describes a song as heavy? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I'm not entirely familiar with your listenership, and so I was just a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have one of the things that makes a song heavy is baritone guitar. So you have a regular guitar with a regular neck, but a baritone guitar has it's lower, and it gives it just sort of a heavier sound, and we use that across the record. Now, acoustically, you know, it's much light. Our arrangements are much lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will hear that soon. So, and also, you know, big drums, which again, today when we perform, it's going to be sort of a exact opposite of that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, listening to you guys do your sound check, you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
And just for your knowledge, the audience is in 60 different countries around the world. We're on in the Middle East. We're on in Asia. We're on in Africa, and quite a few places throughout Europe. Also tune in to the Voice of America and to Border Crossings. Also here in the United States, we have a number of people who listen online in the millions, I guess 17 million on our web sites, but a number of them tune into this show. So you got a diverse audience right now who are excited to hear from you guys and hear your music. So we welcome Starset. And what are you going to sing for us live first?
My Demons.
My Demons.
Yeah.
All right, here they go. Starset.
Take all of the pain away, away, away.
right, Star Set in our studios, live here on the Voice of America. So, Dustin, how did you, you know, get together with this particular group of musicians? How did everybody find one another? Because I know everybody's got a diverse, from Japan to D.C., and how did you cross paths?
Well, I actually did the record first, and then we started a radio campaign, and the song started doing well. I was like, oh, man, I got to get a live band together, and these are all... Ron was actually in my first band that had a record deal, the bassist, and so that was sort of a given. And then Brock and Adam were in other bands for around Columbus, where we're from. So they were sort of my favorite musicians from around town, so I snagged them up, sorry, to their respective bands. And then Mariko was through our manager. We have a mutual friend, and... she was interested in doing it, and the rest is history. So.
Mm. And Mariko, you were with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, the Cirque du Soleil show.
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, Michael Jackson's Immortal World Tour.
So you played the music for the Cirque du Soleil show?
Yeah.
Ah, that's exciting stuff. Yeah. That made a lot of money, the Cirque du Soleil show, which just ended. So you got lucky you picked her up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, add a little beauty to the band, you know? A little beauty.
Hey, wait a second.
So you're interesting. I always find it interesting, engineering major, and then how music has – you've always done music. And did you think that was going to be your career?
It was sort of the long shot. As I was working on my master's and undergrad and all through that, I was – developing another band and just always writing songs, and I did have a dream to do this and tour and get on the radio and all of that, and I sort of tried work them in tandem. As I was doing research, I was playing gigs around Ohio and recording, and sometimes my professors were awesome. They would let me take breaks, sabbaticals even, to record records, and I would come back and do more research. And when I got a record deal with my other band, Downplay, and it was, you know, after that fell through when it was Epic Records. They got a new president, and the typical thing happened. We actually lost our record deal for X Factor, the TV show.
Really?
Yeah. So that's another story. You know, people watch that TV show and they're like, oh, you know, these people are getting their dreams made, but there are people behind the scenes losing their dreams thanks to
So tell
TV
me
shows.
About that. I mean, that's an interesting...
Yeah, well, Ellie Reed became the president.
Right.
He's, you know, a huge music mogul. And whether it be numerous things, taste, you know, I'm not sure he's a huge rock fan. Or there are certain egos. I didn't sign this, so, you know, it's a brand new band. We'll just throw that away. And then making room on the roster for X Factor, the show. So that's at least what I've gathered. But we lost our record deal that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very
and then, you know,
unfortunate,
just,
but, you know, I mean, you guys are still doing your thing.
Yeah, that was the other band, and, you know, was presented with sort of a go back to engineering or do music, and this fell into my lap, sort of. This just happened, and then things have just continued to grow. This project's just on a fast track.
Are your parents happy with your choice? Put you through school for engineering, and here you are. I'm a rock band now, Dad.
Well, I actually... They didn't. I was doing that myself.
You did that yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
So they didn't speak up too much there. And I'm sure, well, they had their doubts while, you know, I was pursuing it.
Right.
But now it's sort of hard to deny.
Right. So, there you are.
Yeah.
And so you're writing music, and it says here, you know, again, I'm referring to all the information I have, that you combine science and politics. How does that work? How do you, in your songwriting, cross those two things?
Yeah, the political side is vague at currently. There is a novelized account of the entire thing that will be coming out next year that will really tie everything together. But I guess if I had to, you know, explain how those are married, again, I touched on it earlier. You know, you've heard of the singularity, which is when computers can begin to think, when they have artificial intelligence. That's called the singularity. But I think there are other singularities that are possible when things can be made without a human hand. That's sort of a singularity. When energy approaches total, being entirely free. But these two things can be great for humanity, but they also can result in a total change in how the economics work and how politics work, especially if they are manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at cell phones, 10 years ago, they came online in a commodity way, I would say. Mm-hmm. That was the first time they sort of – everybody had one, and they were at Walmart roughly 10 years ago. And looks what's happened since is we're hoarding small computers now, and we're buried in them. And what does that look like in 35 more years?
Mm.
And what good can come of that, but also what manipulations can come of that?
Mm-hmm.
We're already having huge debates as to what's right and wrong when it comes to technology and the pervasive surveillance that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like 3 times the amount of time from now? And, you know, most technological growth is exponential.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all a look at that outside of just the music. This
wow.
is more than a band.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more than that.
Hmm. An educational experience, it sounds like. And it is scary. Technology is moving faster than I think we can all comprehend.
And if we don't ask the questions, other people are comprehending it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Very, very true. So you guys sit down and you make your music, and your album is not – it's kind of a concept album because it's based on certain themes. But it's there's no love and romance and my heart's broken and – That's not a component of your music,
though. It is. Because
okay.
there's a human element. There is a graphic novel that can explain how there is a human element to all
mm-hmm.
of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the novel will really explain it. But yeah, there are elements of love lost in
mm-hmm.
this. And also, like I said, a lot of elements of overcoming and adversity.
Mm. How would you describe your band? I mean, beyond what you've just given, because in the United States, in music, you have to fit into a format
box. You do, which you don't in Europe.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
In other places in the world, they just accept you for what you are, and you can sing country songs, you can sing rock songs, you can do whatever you want. But here, in order to get played on the radio,
mm-hmm.
you have to come to a station and say, this is what we are. Mm-hmm. And if you try to be too many things, it can work against
Precisely.
You.
Precisely. So. And as an engineer, I wanted to change things. I wanted to be outside of the box, but there's sort of a sphere that you can live in.
Mm-hmm.
I put us right on the sort of surface of that sphere.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it cinematic rock. It's basically the sound, if a rock band did the soundtrack to a sci-fi movie,
mm-hmm.
to marry it with the our overarching themes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's great. I mean, there should be a lot of opportunities for you to do soundtracks to, those kinds of films, because those are the films that people want to see these
days. Yeah, we were just watching Inception as a band. Or not Inception, Interstellar as a band.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of moments where I was like, they're in my brain.
There you are. Well, Dustin's here. He's in our ears. And so our star set, they're here with a new album, which we'll be talking more about in just a minute. But I want to get them to do some more music. So what would you do for us next?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to let you decide. How about that? You've never even heard it. Would you like to hear David Bowie cover?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to hear – we have a song called Anti-Gravity.
Anti-Gravity.
All right.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a floating kind of mood right now. That was the wise decision.
See, he trusts us.
Sets new heights beyond my reach. Below the earth, below concrete, the whole world shackled to my feet. Then it falls away into the great escape. Over walls and waves, this anti-gravity taking over me. Above the clouds, above the storm, above the set me free and pulled me through the galaxy. I've risen up beyond the sky. I am awake, I am alive. As it falls away into the great escape,
Starset live on the Voice of America and Anti-Gravity. Now, if someone came to see you in concert, what would be, from what we're hearing right now, I know this is acoustic, but you guys, you know, you rock the house, you get crazy, you get wild.
Yes.
She bashes her cello on the ground. And,
We buy a new one every night.
We buy a new one every night.
We have that kind of money. It's
all
crazy.
Right.
it's the same instrumentation roughly, but, you know, we have the full drum set and the baritone electric guitar and these electronic elements that I DJ with a see-through screen that's sort of like Minority Report. Mm-hmm. And Mariko actually does headbang pretty a good amount. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Fan of X Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It's a big rock band in Japan.
Yeah. I think we were talking about that, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So you guys are on tour right now?
Yep.
And how long is the tour going on? And
December 17th. Last day.
Wow.
Yeah, it ends in L.A. and we get to drive back to Ohio.
Mm-hmm. From L.A. to Ohio.
Yeah.
That's cool. How's the reception been for the band,
great.
For the new CD?
It's been awesome. We're sort of like direct support. There's four bands and we're usually three out of four. And the headliner is a very sort of theatrical metal band. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of people there to see us, but there are also people that have never seen us and they're there to see some metal. And when we come out with... These guys wear spacesuits and, you know, they see the cello and they see my crazy board and I can see in their faces as a collective whole, they're sort of like, I don't know about this. And it's awesome to win them over. You know, that's our goal every night.
You should have come through the front door in the spacesuits. Yeah. You wouldn't have got
through
the security clearance.
Yeah, security, but it would have been fine. Yeah.
So you call the album Transmissions. How many albums have you had out?
Is this the debut.
This is the debut studio. You've done EPs or is this it?
Yeah.
First release. That's exciting. And you almost had a major label. So, you get more freedom and control when you're doing your own independent stuff than you would have had you gone to L.A. Reid. He'd have had his hand in your music.
Yeah, you know, we did end up getting a record deal for this in April with Razor and Tie. And mm-hmm. they're an indie label, and I call them the Goldilocks label because they're just powerful enough to, well, they got us here today.
Right.
You know, they
get
good
us people.
Opportunity.
I like Razor and Tie.
Yeah, they're awesome. But they're not so large that they have this inertia. You know, a lot of major labels are just this giant aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean, and getting them to turn to your way, you know, your ideas is very hard, especially with this project.
Mm-hmm. And so you're thinking, and I'm sure by now, I mean, this just came out. It's your first album. And songwriters are always coming up with songs. And it must have been difficult to pick the songs for your debut album because you probably have hundreds of them in your head. So, I mean, that process is not easy as a songwriter.
Yeah. But, you know, I really, knowing what the goal was and the content was, I really wrote towards the record. So, and, you know, I can't wait to do the next one.
Mm-hmm. And what ideas do you have that you would want to include in the next one?
I have to leave some secrets.
Oh, come
there.
On now. Oh, yeah. We'll keep it between us. Yeah. A few hundred million people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I, you know, there is, it's all sort of out there, and we're starting to discuss it and work on it, but it is a secret.
Is this a world tour that you're on, or?
We did Canada, and I think they're working on a European tour.
Mm-hmm. How about back to Japan? So she,
that'd be
far. Take
Monica's
her home.
Working on it.
Because in Japan, they love all kinds of music, especially American music. And if it's got a different theme to it other than your typical, you know, another breakup album. This will go over, you know, in Shibuya, they have many clubs there. And
you
know, oh, yes. It would do very well in Japan.
Can't wait.
And there's,
we're famous in Japan.
There's a few people who would buy your CD there, you know, a few hundred million people.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell them all to start calling other radio stations.
And get you guys there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that'd
yeah.
be fantastic.
You hear us?
And you're on Facebook, and you're on all the websites, the social media stuff. Well, can you give our audience some of your web addresses so they can find you?
Star Set Online is all the handles.
What is it?
Star Set Online.
And they've got it all there.
So Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah. You know. Well, yeah. So if you're on Facebook, it's /StarSetOnline. If it's Twitter, it's #StarSetOnline.
Okay.
Or at StarSetOnline. So we try to keep it easy for people to find us.
And if people want to get the album, there's links to all of Star Set Online, that they can go to iTunes and Amazon
and
everywhere.
Google and all that,
Amazon, Best Buy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Where do you hope to be a year from now?
Super famous on a tour bus per person.
So you're not in a van.
So I have reasonable goals.
Well, Dustin and the gang, I appreciate you guys coming on, and we're going to have you do another song, if you wouldn't mind. Star Set is the name of the group. So what are you going to sing?
Halo.
Halo. This is the new single?
No, the new single played at the top.
At the top.
Show.
So this is which?
This is third single, if things go well.
Okay.
So,
now,
I
Demons
think it's our
is
favorite.
A song that came out. Some other band had their version of Demons.
Yeah, Imagine Dragons.
Right.
It was coming out the same time we were planning, and I was like,
uh-oh.
Well, should we call it Demons? My Demons.
And now Halo is also a song that's well known.
But this one's better.
This one's better. Yeah. There you go. I like that.
So that's all that matters.
But you won't be on tour with Beyonce anytime soon. Here they are, Star Set on Border Crossings.
I can see you running, running. And every night from the same darkness, it's coming, coming. But you are not alone. If you just say the word, I'll be there by your side. Save you, send down the signal, and I'll fly low. If it means the death of me, I won't let go. And if I'm lost in the world's shadows, I'll use the light that comes to me. Light that guides me through, never run away. I will save you, send out the signal, and I'll fly on. If it means the death of me, I won't let go. And if I'm lost in the world's shadows, I'll use the light that comes to me from your halo.
Star Set on The Voice of America. Halo is the song, and Transmissions is the album. So thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
It's been great to meet you guys. I told you it'd go by fast.
Yeah.
And it did. So, you know, thank you for you know, getting up early. I know for bands this is not easy to do, especially when you're on tour and come in and sing. So thank you very much again. And it's a pleasure to meet you guys. Star Set Online. And that's where you can go for all your Star Set information and social media sites and whatnot. So come back and see us the next time you're in D.C.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk about the next album.
Or the book.
Whatever the sequel, or the book,
yeah,
or the movie. Star Set is the name of the group, and this is The Voice of America. I'm Larry London. More music coming your way. Stay tuned.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind, or will it wander?
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause the very thing that I love's killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that straw into gold. Jump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Music Mix.
Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you dare to, oh why can't I? I, well, I see trees of red roses too, I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue, and I see clouds of white, and the brightness of day. I like the dark, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? Really say I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dream that you dare to, why, oh why can I
Border Crossings, and he's the big guy from Hawaii, the late great Iz, and that is Over the Rainbow, a request from Agbodia, who is in Ghana listening to our show, Over the Rainbow, made famous by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz many, 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 many moons ago. Monica's request started us off. Monica's in Kuwait, and she wanted us to play Rihanna with Eminem, the Monster. The two of them sang that live here in D.C. last week. It was last Tuesday that we had the big veterans concert on the Mall, which brought Eminem and Rihanna to Washington, D.C. I'm Larry London. Again, thanks to Star Set for joining us, Razor and Tie for bringing in one of their artists. Nice to work with the Razor and Tie folks, and Star Set sounding really cool. Transmissions is the new album. I'm Larry London. We have our CD giveaway. One more week of CD giveaways. It's the 1989 album and the now 52 CD that we are giving away for the rest of the week. And we are going to make this simple and easy so that everyone has a fair and equal opportunity to win, new listeners as well as the regulars. I'm going to do a random drawing from among the email and the Facebook entries that we received. So if you want to win this week, quickly get your email and your Facebook entries in to bordercrossings@voa.gov or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Saidu Muhammad Ali is tuned in and joins us on Facebook and wrote in to say, I have a song for my father, Muhammad Ali. Wish him a quick recovery from surgery. And we are thinking about him in Nigeria. So Saidu Muhammad Ali, here's your request on Border Crossings. This is Taylor Swift, Begin Again on The Voice of America.
Took a deep breath in the mirror. He didn't like it when I wore high heels, but I do. Turn the lock and put my headphones on. He always said he didn't get this song, but I do. I do. Walked in expecting you'd be late, but you got here early and you stand and wave. I walk to you. You pull my chair out and help me in, and you don't know how nice that is, but I do. And you throw your head back laughing like a little kid.
Crossings, Taylor Swift, and a very beautiful song from a very beautiful singer that is called Begin Again, and that is a Facebook request for Saidu Muhammad Ali for his dad, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Thank you so much for listening to our show, Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Edwina and S.E.B. Muva, Robert and Nio, Emily, Jesse, Ellie Parker, Buju, and also Samuel Bossman, who tunes in regularly to the show, Solomon Augustrush Abugri, who is listening to our show and just requested Taylor Swift in Fergana, Desiree Escatone, Anne Lee Vidal, Ramatulai Ba, a lot of people on Facebook joining us here on Border Crossings today as we start off a new week. And we have our first giveaway of the week right now on Border Crossings for the Now 52 CD from Universal Music Group. These have sold over 200 million copies. Now, that's what I call music, Volume 52. And also the Taylor Swift 1989 album, which is number one on the album charts again. Both of those CDs today to our lucky listener of the day, whose name is Caroline Atieno in Nairobi, Kenya. Hey, congratulations to you, Caroline. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings and requesting Sam Smith. Here's a Sam Smith song, which she dedicates to all Sam's friends. And this is called I Am Not the Only One on Border Crossings.
You and me, we made a vow, for better or for worse. I can't believe you let me down. Proves in the way it hurts. For months on end, I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so unfadable. I know why your heart is unobtainable, even though God knows you have mine.
Crossings, that is Sam Smith here on our program, and that is called I'm Not the Only One. It's a request from Caroline in Kenya, listening to the show today. And Sam Smith participated along with Chris Martin and Jesse Ware and Ellie Goulding and Ed Sheeran and so many other artists in England over the weekend. Bob Geldof produced the Band-Aid 30 song, which is for Ebola. And in the first hour that the song ran, it raised over $1 million. In just 1 hour, the people on X Factor, Simon Cowell, gave the Band-Aid folks 5 minutes of time to promote the new song, Do They Know It's Christmas? And all the proceeds from that will go to help in the fight against Ebola. And so they called it the Band-Aid 30 song because it's been 30 years since the last Band-Aid song to fight world famine came out in the 1984 time period. Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we will be back again tomorrow with more requests and dedications starting at 1500 Universal. Please send in your request to bordercrossings@voa.gov, or you can go to facebook.com/voalarrylondon and join us there. Our engineer, Martin. Thank you, Martin, for doing a great job. And Mary and Vince and Gary and the rest of the crew, Nick and everybody else who helped put together the star set performance today on the show. We'll be back again tomorrow. I'll see you then. I'm Larry London on the VOA1 Music Network.